WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station motorists have another obstacle. Holloman is closed between Welburn and Marion Pugh until at least 7:30 tonight. That's after a car struck a railroad crossing arm, knocking it across the tracks. Union Pacific can't get a repair crew to the scene until today. A Navasota school bus was involved in a head-on crash in Brazos County yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision was on FM 159 just outside of Milliken.
We had a southbound Dodge pickup truck enter into the path of a northbound school bus head-on.
The driver of the truck was taken to a College Station hospital with serious injuries. Two children on the bus driver, and a bus driving instructor were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A third student on the bus was picked up by a parent. A celebration of Blinn College's partnership with the Texas A&M system was held in Bryan yesterday.
Officials at the college and Blinn Foundation recognized System Chancellor John Sharp and the foundation's late chairman, Walt Shane Vogel of Brenham, who died unexpectedly in late July. The chairman of the system's Board of Regents, Charles Schwartz, graduated from Blinn, and his father's a former Blinn president. Schwartz's relationship with Sharp began while attending Shane Vogel's wedding reception.
One of the bridesmaids at that reception was named Charlotte Han. And Charlotte Han brought her boyfriend, indeed, I think it may have even been her fiancé, to that reception. The boyfriend slash fiancé's name was John Sharp. How about that for a small world?
Sharp also recalled the Shane Vogel's wedding reception.
And I had just proposed to this girl named Charlotte Han, and we go to that wedding, and she's a bridesmaid in your wedding. And that wedding, I could see Charlotte taking notes. I figure that wedding of Charlotte and Walt cost my father-in-law at least $50,000 more than putting on that wedding.
At the end of the event, the Blinn Foundation announced the creation of endowed scholarships in the names of Sharp and Shane Vogel. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Activities at the Brazos County Expo barely skipped a beat while making accommodations related to Hurricane Harvey. General Manager Tom Quarles says rescuers from 18 states and 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops from Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
Pretty well filled up all the ballrooms and all the exhibit halls with cots, and they slept inside. And then the next morning, they picked everything up and they were deployed to Houston. And then a whole other group came in. You know, when I say group, I'm talking about, you know, in most cases, it was probably three or four, maybe five or six states at a time.
Quarles says only two events were rescheduled because out-of-town participants were not able to travel. And at the expo, 2 weeks from today, is the start of the Brazos Valley Fair. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Dreams become a reality at the most magical event in the Brazos Valley. On October 21st, join characters from all of your favorite movies and television shows for an enchanting dining experience at the Scotty's House Character Breakfast. Snap a photo, get an autograph, and visit your favorite characters. Please help support this event and encourage the mission of Scotty's House, serving abused children in the Brazos Valley. Purchase tickets at scottyshouse.org. See you at the Scotty's House Character Breakfast, Saturday, October 21st, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Brazos Center.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Area of high pressure covers the region, stretching from San Antonio up through our area. We should be partly to mostly sunny thanks to that system today. Temperatures between 85 and 90. Overnight, it's clear, mild, 65 to 70. Start of the holiday weekend looks good. Tropical Storm Nate should stay to our east. Partly sunny with a high of 90 tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70. More sunshine, close to 90 on Sunday. More sun into Monday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school football around the Brazos Valley here from some coaches, as well as Fighting Texas Aggie football faces its biggest test of the season tomorrow with top-ranked Alabama coming to town. And Jose Altuve had himself a day yesterday.
That ball's got a chance. Make it three! Are you kidding me, Altuve?
Little man getting it done. He hit three home runs on the day as the Astros blew past the Boston Red Sox in game one of the ALDS 8-2. We'll talk about that game as well as some other Major League playoff games, all that more coming up in sports.
And the continuation of depression therapy for Rangers fans. Because you think about it, 52 weeks ago, you were the ones who were so excited about everything.
You were just really wanting to pour salt in that wound,
what are you
going to
say? So are they getting Darvish back?
No, okay. They're not going to get him back. Right. I imagine he'll stay in L.A. and, okay. Quite frankly, go ahead.
The way he finished up, he wasn't earning his keep.
Well, it's one of those deals where he was getting paid. So he was getting paid like an ace. Whenever he was on, he was on.
Yeah.
But he doesn't pitch like an ace. Yeah. So Cole Hamels was more or less the ace of that staff, and he's still there. So
there you go. All right, so Chelsea, what, no Happy Friday this morning?
Oh, I kind of forgot.
Oh, okay. All right.
You forgot it's Friday.
Well, you know, it was one of those weeks. I felt like yesterday was Friday.
Okay.
Which was unfortunate because it was Thursday.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be here today. It is Friday. I'm excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So now, I need one of you to do a little bit of math here.
Chelsea.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what I want to do is I got a story about Oktoberfest, and they talk about how much beer they consume.
Ooh, okay.
And how it's in liters, and nobody knows what that is.
Oh, man. Okay. Nobody,
so a can of beer is 12 ounces?
12
is that
ounces,
right?
Correct.
Okay. So what we need to do is we need to convert liters to ounces and then divide by 12 so we can figure out like how many beers.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Chelsea's on that.
I got it.
So here we go. After 18 days, the 184th
wow.
Oktoberfest has come to what they call successful close.
And it's weird because it's in September,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
okay.
It ends in October, but yeah,
okay.
it starts in September.
Because I had a friend who actually went to Germany for Oktoberfest this year.
Oh, well, they said the weather was spectacular this year.
Yeah.
It worked out well.
Had a great time.
The mood among the guests was happy and relaxed. Now, that's great, but then the next line, it says the official estimate is that 6.2 million guests visited Oktoberfest.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Including 48,000 guests at the Old Wisen. Now, I'm just going to say out of 6.2 million, not all were happy and relaxed.
Correct.
No.
I mean, that's a kind of a blanket statement that really can't be proved, but that's fine.
Okay.
So now the Oktoberfest post office reports a stable number of sent cards and letters, with an increase of mail to Scandinavia and the Netherlands and a decrease to Australia and Italy.
Now, is it a thing where it's in, like, one city?
Yeah, it's in Munich. Yeah.
Okay, but is it kind of all over the
all
city?
All over, right,
okay,
exactly.
Well, okay.
Yep, top 10 countries to come to Oktoberfest this year. Number one, USA.
USA.
Because we love beer.
Golly. And we have extra time on our hands.
Right.
So we could do that. Great Britain, Austria, France, Switzerland, Australia.
Oh, okay.
That's a trip. The Netherlands, Italy, Spain, and Denmark.
All right.
So Germany's way down on the list?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Or
well,
they're not they count.
Yeah.
Okay. Not visiting.
All right, so
yeah.
This is just, okay, I didn't hear the visiting part.
To that, guests from 65 countries came to the world's, they call it a fair.
Yeah.
It's not a fair, it's a drunken party.
I got to check it out sometime. Just
what
to,
else would
just
a fair be?
Go see it. Well, that is true. Corn dogs. Do they have corn dogs? That's a big question.
Altogether, officials, tent owners, carnies, that's what they call them.
Love it.
In the official news, the release here, carnies and vendors are content with this year's Oktoberfest.
Content?
Yep.
Okay.
The safety concept has proved successful. The tent owners were very content with the guest consumption and reported an increase of guests in the smaller tents.
Okay.
Stands with food to go also reported an increase in customers. And according to the breweries, Oktoberfest guests drank 7.5 million liters of beer.
Okay.
comes to...
Well, hold on.
Okay, that's fine. That's all right.
By the way, in Munich, the average high in Fahrenheit for the month of September is 66.9.
Ah.
So no wonder the weather was nice.
Okay,
so that's 253.6 million ounces.
Okay, divided by 12.
So, yeah, let me do that.
If my calculations are correct.
21 million.
Okay. 21 million cans of beer.
21 million cans of beer.
Jeez. On the wall, 21 million cans of beer.
Now, do they have cans in Germany?
You know,
probably not.
Yeah, but most folks don't do that, I don't think. I mean, they got to be there in grocery stores, clearly.
Well, but I bet at the fest, you're drinking straight out of the keg.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
An interesting thing about beer, with the tours that we take over at Blackwater Draw with the Zone.
Zach's like our beer expert.
Well, I dabble.
Our beer expert.
You know, if you're trying to mimic a beer that they make in Germany, the best way to do that is to look at the water content.
Okay.
And see what how much salt, the things like that, and try to mimic the water as much. Because beer is, what, 90% water?
Sure.
So if you want to have, say, a German Kolsch, in order to do that, you try and mimic the water content as closely as possible.
What about Keystone Light? Do they have Keystone over there?
Well, you know, I think they'd be sadly disappointed in that. And
sadly disappointed.
Well, and that's the thing. And because, like, for instance, when I was in Holland, they have like four kinds of Heineken over there.
No, really?
Wow, cool.
Yeah, because they just, you know, they do different stuff over there. But I forget, there was one beer I really liked a lot, and so I drank that most of the time I was over there. And I came back here, and I went to, like, one of the grocery-atoriums. It's like $4 a bottle. I went, nah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like it that much. So, yeah, if you can find something over here that tastes like what's over there, you're probably better off from a dollar standpoint.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what, 21 million?
21
cans?
Million cans of beer.
But then there's also the 217 children were fed or got their diapers changed in rooms for child offices. What?
What?
217
what?
Children?
How did this they is keep, a stat?
Yeah, how did they keep track of that?
How about this? How about Lost and Found?
Oh, okay.
Oktoberfest Lost and Found office reported 4,000 found items, among them 1,300 passports.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's not good.
And next was phones, right?
Like, why do you have your passport on you?
Yeah, really. 620 pieces of clothing. That could be almost anything.
Yeah, true.
600 wallets, 520 smartphones and cell phones, 360 keys, 325 pairs of glasses, 120 umbrellas, 100 bags and rucksacks, 95 pieces of jewelry, 15 cameras.
I cannot believe that they found more passports than cell phones.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. Also found a set of dentures.
Ooh.
Yep. They're always the last place you look.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you're drinking beer.
Yeah, you don't
exactly.
Have to,
you don't need beer. Teeth.
Yeah, a pair of crutches. A number plate. I guess that's a license plate. A drinking horn. A pair of leather pants. And a lady's watch.
So, all right.
There we go. That's
man, that passport thing. How do you get home?
I don't know. It's gonna be a good. Well, I guess you go back and you check at the lost and found office.
It happens.
And just remember, they speak German there, so that could help. We
got a lot of info.
Mation. Either that or you find an inflatable down in Mexico and decide you want to climb it and you happen to have your driver's license on you. And there's someone out there.
Personal story.
Yeah, it sounds like
where are we going
impersonating
with this?
Zach Taylor.
No.
He's a really tan guy.
There you go.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
Hey, good morning, 620, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's day 279, 86 of them to go. We call it October the 6th. It's a noodle day. If you want to do noodles, today's the day.
Noodles.
All sorts of different shapes of noodles.
Yeah, I like noodles.
I got a pasta story that goes along with it, I guess. Noodles, though, are a little bit different than pasta.
I would agree. Yeah, because you can do like Asian noodles.
Yeah. Yeah,
and those aren't necessarily pasta in my mind.
Ramen noodles. Could be almost anything.
Boy, we're talking about Keystone Light and ramen noodles.
Man,
good times.
This would be college,
good times.
Wouldn't it?
Yes. Zach, that was last night, right?
I'm on a radio man's wage. So.
There you go. World Smile Day.
Oh, that's a good
story
thing.
About smiles today. Badger Day. Badgers are not pleasant.
No, but honey badgers are kind of cool.
That's okay.
They don't care.
They don't care.
It's National Plus Size Appreciation Day.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Garlic Lovers Day.
Ooh, I love garlic.
Yeah, and Come and Take It Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Come and Take It, you know, that has to do with Gonzales, Texas.
Uh-huh.
As the come and take it thing, that was October the 2nd, actually, 1835 is when the first shot was fired.
Okay.
But they had the cannon down there. And you've seen bumper stickers, right, of the cannon that says
come
and take it?
Yeah, Kevin has one on his truck.
Okay. Does he really?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. That happened right here in Texas. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Olivia Thirlby is turning 31.
Really?
She was in Juno, Judge Dredd, remake Dredd 3D. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she's on Goliath. It's a Billy Bob Thornton legal drama on Amazon. Johan Gruffudd. Griffith, I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's spelled weird. He's in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
He's turning 44. He was Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four movies.
Okay.
Elizabeth Shue is turning 54 today.
Uh-oh.
So there you go. Elizabeth Shue, she was in a lot of stuff. Of course, she was in The Karate Kid. Tony Dungy turning 62 today.
All right.
A lot of folks. He's an analyst now.
I like him.
Yeah, won a Super Bowl in the football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Cronin turning 66, lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Hey.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
Britt Eklund turning 75. Now, she was Mary Goodnight in The Man with the Golden Gun, so Bond movie. She was also, if you remember, in Wicker Man, the original one, she had the dance number.
Okay.
If you remember that.
All righty.
Well, I guess I'm the only one.
That's okay.
Ellen Travolta. John's older sister, turning 77 today.
Good for her.
She played Lillian on Charles in Charge, so I didn't know it was an acting family. I thought John was the only one. And Bruno Sammartino is turning 82. He's an old-school wrestler from the 60s.
David Zucker, one of the dudes who put together Airplane, which is a pretty funny movie, 70. And Rebecca Lobo was in the WNBA and ESPN. She's 44 today.
Okay.
Happy anniversary to Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh.
On their 21st anniversary. All right, tomorrow it's Denim Day. It's LED Light Day. They've kind of changed our world, haven't they? Bubble Bath Day.
Okay. Bubble Bath.
Bald and Free Day. Go see Kevin. and Frappe Day. Frappe Day. Yeah, and birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Sean and Aaron Ashmore turning 38. They're twins. Sean played Iceman in the X-Men movies.
Okay.
Agent Mike West on The Following.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Aaron was a bounty hunter on Sci-Fi's Killjoys, was in Smallville.
Oh, okay.
Taylor Hicks is turning 41. I guess he's doing Broadway now.
Okay.
American Idol winner in the fifth season. He had gray hair, and he's only 41 now.
Yeah.
And he had gray hair back then.
They ran a Ford commercial with him. It just made me sick. They played it over and over right after he finished. Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
That was his gig, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course,
he got that.
The guy who came up second to Kelly Clarkson in season one, he's now a little sweet.
On the Dr. Pepper commercial.
Oh, is that right? Is that who that guy is?
Justin Gorilla or Gorilla or whatever.
What an annoying commercial.
So, hey, he's
so
getting
funny.
Paid. He's getting paid.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Simon Cowell, speaking of American Idol, he's turning 58 tomorrow.
All right.
Tony Braxton turning 50.
Hey. Unbreak my
heart. Great song.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah.
She's turning 50 tomorrow. Vladimir Putin.
Hootie
turning 65.
Hey.
John Mellencamp is turning 66 tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. Here we go. So he's turning 66 tomorrow.
I thought you'd play I Fought Authority, but that's okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's
well, you know,
okay.
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I don't like to fight the man like
gotcha.
Some people. Oliver
gotcha.
North, 74. And Joy Behar is turning 75.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's
all right.
Birthdays for tomorrow.
You know it. Cats, since Chelsea likes musicals, Cats opened on Saturday is the anniversary of that.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. And also, 101 years ago tomorrow, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets beat Cumberland College 222-0.
Woo! Is that a prediction for tomorrow's?
Oh, yeah.
I take it they weren't running the triple option back
then.
No,
they weren't. And back then, you had the option to, if you were scored upon, you could kick it back to your opponent. That was an option you had. That's the reason they were able to run up 222 points.
Why would you?
Because then you think your defense can come in and do a good job and hold them, see?
Yeah. Okay.
I guess. That's
sure.
The reason.
Well, right. They did a pretty poor job. So,
coach of the Yellow Jackets, John Heisman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That guy. You know the last place he coached before he retired?
Where?
Rice.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I did not know that.
Fun fact Friday.
There you go. On Sunday, it's American Touch Tag Day.
Okay.
You might need to ask permission. World Octopus Day. It's Pierogi Day. Mm. National Fluffer Nutter Day.
Fluffer Nutter.
Fluffer Nutter. I still don't know what a Fluffer Nutter is.
Well, a Fluffer Nutter is...
it's a pastry, isn't it?
No. It's a sandwich kind of thing. It's marshmallow spread, basically.
Oh.
And it's not... They call it something else around here. They have... Like Kraft makes it, don't they? A marshmallow cream.
Marshmallow cream.
Yeah, that never looked appealing to me.
Yeah, that's basically
it's not very good.
On. All right, and birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Angus T. Jones is turning 24.
Oh, wow.
He's originally from Texas, if I'm not mistaken. But he was played Jake on Two and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Bruno
yeah.
Mars is turning 32.
You didn't play Uptown Funk? I can't imagine.
What are you talking about? This is Uptown Funk.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the hook. Okay, jeez, I don't know enough
Scott.
Of it. Sorry.
What do you mean that's not the hook? I've
only heard it like 200 times as opposed to everybody else.
Uptown Funk you up.
Okay.
Uptown Funk you up.
That's the one. Okay.
Nick Cannon turning 37.
Oh, Mariah's ex-husband.
Mariah. And he had a big old tattoo of her
massive,
put on his body.
Shoulder to shoulder.
And then
on
they
his
got
back.
Divorced. So
another bad decision. Ooh.
Just goes to show you, kids. Matt Damon turning 47 on Sunday.
Cool.
Karen Parsons turning 51. She played Hillary Banks on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, okay.
So she's turning 51. Also was in...
the older sister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Major Payne. So, Daryl Hammond turning 62.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Clinton.
Yeah, right.
Sigourney Weaver turning 68.
All right.
On
she's
Sunday.
Tall. She's like 6'2".
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was that tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, anyways, Chevy Chase turning 74.
Whoa.
Kind of a jerk in real life, but he's funny on the screen.
He is.
Jesse Jackson, part of the Jackson 6, he's turning 76.
Okay.
Sunday. On Sunday.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, they added Jesse on
Did
there
they?
Just
I
for
didn't
funsies.
Know that. Well, yeah, they had great moves. Yeah. Okay,
and Paul Hogan is turning 79.
Oh.
That's not a knot. Yeah. You won't see a knot. So
go.
He's turning 78.
All right. 627.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A mere 48 hours after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, the former First Lady Michelle Obama wasted no time making divisive comments. On Tuesday, she said the country's biggest problems are a direct result of too many white men in government. He told the conference on one side of the room that it's literally gray and white. The other side of the room, there's yellows and blues and whites and greens. There's a difference in color and the tone because one side, all men, all white. She also said she was embarrassed while hosting guests at the State of the Union address for the lack of diversity among lawmakers. No, Mrs. Obama, the only thing embarrassing here is the racially incendiary rhetoric that you're using at a time where the rest of the nation is mourning a national tragedy.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Now, you always get free online design consultation. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. They make it so simple, so easy. And now through October 24th, get huge site-wide savings at Blinds.com. Promo code Hannity for an additional 5% off. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply. Hey, when things sound too good to be true, they usually are. But when Tommy John says their T-shirts are the best ever, well, you can take that to the bank. Every pair is made from the lightest, most breathable fabrics. Plus, all Tommy John underwear, they're backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free, guarantee. Use the promo code Hannity when you go to TommyJohn.com for 20% off your very first order. That's 20% off when you go to TommyJohn.com, promo code Hannity for your first order. TommyJohn.com.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Join us on October 20th for two exciting panel discussions called Sharing the Story, Researching the Bush Administration, starting at 1 p.m., and Unlocking the Mystery, Declassifying the Bush Administration Documents, starting at 3 p.m. These engaging and informative panels will take place in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. These events are free and open to the public, but reservations are required. For more information and to register for these events, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations.
Hey, good morning, 6:30. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, your local Nationwide agent. It's a part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Hey, high temperature today, right about 89, and hey, we're going to get up to 90 tomorrow, it looks like, and about 91 on Monday. That's Columbus Day, oh, by the way. But it's cooling down pleasantly enough. 67 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow night, looking for a low of about 70. Currently, the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, and it's 69.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 69 degrees. We'll take another look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Blinn College and Blinn's Foundation hosted more than 200 guests in Bryan yesterday at an event to celebrate the community college's partnership with the Texas A&M system.
Chancellor John Sharp brought up a relationship approaching nearly 50 years as Blinn prepares to open its first building on the system's Rellis campus next fall.
We're not doing this just because we want to continue the legacy of Onion Swartz, but we do love that legacy, and we do. I often wonder, Charles, what he would think about this bold new step that Blinn and Texas A&M are doing together. And I have come to the conclusion he would probably say, what took you 20-something years to figure this out?
Onion Swartz was Blinn's president when an agreement was made with former A&M president and system chancellor Earl Rudder. Schwartz's son Charles, who's chairman of the A&M System Board of Regents, remembered his lifelong friend, Walt Shane Vogel of Brenham, who chaired the Blinn Foundation board until his unexpected death 6 weeks ago.
The stories about Walt are legendary. We still recall them, and there's not a glass of beer drank in Washington County by anyone that doesn't have a Walt Shane Vogel story. And we're all so richer and so pleased to have known Walt all these years.
The Blinn Foundation recognized Shane Vogel and Sharp with new endowed scholarships in their names. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An already time-consuming commute to and from Texas A&M is longer following a single car crash last night. College Station Police reports Holloman is closed between Welburn and Marion Pugh until at least 7:30 tonight. That's because a railroad crossing arm was knocked to the ground after it was struck by a car, and a Union Pacific repair crew is not able to get to the scene until today. The 10th anniversary of the Brazos County Expo has included responding to a second Texas hurricane. General Manager Tom Quirrell says volunteers assisted the expo as they hosted response teams from 18 states and 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops and all their equipment from the Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
We had several restaurants in town that, just donated as many as 400 to 600 meals several times. And then we had, you know, just volunteers from the community that did know what was going on out here, and they came out and got all kinds of donations and fed a lot of these folks that were being deployed.
Quarles also responded to what he called misinformation and myths on social media about taking care of 31 rescued horses, which was done around the clock by members of the Brazos County Extension Horse Committee until they were moved to a shelter in Hempstead.
They stayed out here 24/7. They fed them three times a day and gave them all the water that they wanted and watched after them.
Among the expo's upcoming activities is the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts 2 weeks from today. It took less than 18 hours to sell out the Hurricane Relief Concert at Reed Arena 2 weeks from tomorrow night. It will follow the return of former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara to Houston from spending the summer in Maine. Family spokesman Jim McGrath was asked about any impact to the Bush's Houston home from Hurricane Harvey.
They came through it okay, and they're very fortunate about that, but obviously they feel very strongly. They're just heartbroken for everybody that didn't come through the storm.
All five former living presidents are scheduled to attend the relief concert on the 21st. Five people were transported to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash involving a Navasota ISD school bus yesterday morning.
The two drivers and two children were taken to Scott White in College Station. The third student was actually picked up by a parent there on scene.
DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound pickup truck entered the path of the school bus on FM 159 near Milliken around 6:30 a.m. The driver of the truck was transported in serious condition. Those on the bus who were transported, who included a bus driving instructor, all had non-life-threatening injuries. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a Brian man was sentenced to 7 years in prison for two residential burglaries that took place in September of last year. The punishment for 19-year-old Sean Lee Ballum was a combination of a jury conviction for breaking into a home while three Texas A&M students were sleeping. The next night, Ballum was discovered in another home by the occupant who had walked into the kitchen. All the property taken from both burglaries was found in Ballum's home. Prosecutors also reported Ballum's sentence included guilty pleas to misdemeanor crimes of a vehicle burglary, evading arrest, family violence assault, and violating a protective order. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you are married, could you find your wife in a room full of women? I'm confident that you could. I'm also confident that you could give a detailed description of your wife that would enable others to find her. In the same way, Christ knows his bride or his church. When he comes again, he will have no trouble finding his church among the thousands of churches in the world. The question is, how do we find Christ's church today? The answer is simple. We find her by following the detailed description that Christ has given of her in his word. One of the identifying marks that Christ has given of his church is the weekly observance of the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7. Any church that does not partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of every week cannot be the bride or the church of Christ. They don't match the description. This Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. U.S. Customs says it's ready to block imports of seafood as well as any other goods produced by North Korean laborers who work in China. An Associated Press investigation tracks salmon and other fish by North Koreans working at Chinese factories and shipped to U.S. stores, including Walmart and Aldi. The North Korean workers found in Chinese factories aren't allowed to leave and receive only a fraction of their pay. Most go straight to the North Korean state. This means we're buying seafood that may inadvertently be subsidizing the North Korean leaders while also supporting forced labor. TransCanada says it will end efforts to develop two Canadian energy pipeline projects after facing regulatory delays. The pipeline operator had envisioned the Energy East and Eastern Mainland projects to help increase Western Canadian oil producers' access to East Coast and offshore refineries and increase natural gas supplies to southern Ontario. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's your money now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Good morning, 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure in control, and it stays in control into the Columbus Day weekend, so we'll be forecasting relative sunshine. Good news is it's also going to keep Tropical Storm Nate off to our east. Should go into the Gulf Coast, the Louisiana, maybe as far east as Pensacola over the weekend. Sun today, 85 to 90. We're clear tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun, close to 90 tomorrow. And it's sunny Sunday with highs around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, high school football is back tonight. Hear from some coaches from around the Brazos Valley as they get ready to kick off. Fighting Texas Aggie football has a huge test tomorrow. Top-ranked Alabama and Crimson Tide quarterback Jalen Hurts. Aggie defensive tackle Kingsley Kiki says you got to make him uncomfortable.
We're going to try to make it harder, you know, and just make him feel uncomfortable back there.
Hopefully Kingsley and the Axe can get it done. Just like Jose Altuve was getting it done at the plate yesterday, smacked 3 home runs to lead the Astros over the Boston Red Sox 8-2 in game 1 of the ALDS. Game 2 today. Also some more baseball. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe they can try to sprinkle some fire ants in his britches. That'll
you
make
think?
Him uncomfortable.
There you go. Let's see how that works out. Okay.
Did I miss is that a story that you guys have done before?
I haven't done a fire ant story. Nope. Just trying to make, she's just thinking of words.
Chelsea's just thinking out of the box.
I'm trying to think of how to make Jalen Hurts uncomfortable.
Okay. See how that works.
I'll send my game plan to the coaches.
Can yell a lot. Yeah, be fine.
Get real loud.
Yeah. So, Mr. Trump, mm-hmm. with a little intrigue yesterday or last night, they had this dinner, this White House dinner last night, and
lost my invitation in the mail.
Really, here's the story.
It was during a dinner with President Trump and his top military aides. White House reporters were summoned into the state dining room as they were told the president wanted the media to document the dinner. But without going into any detail, the president said,
"You guys know what this represents?
Well,
maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm."
One reporter asked for more. Was he talking about ISIS, North Korea, Iran?
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
And then the president thanked the reporters, who were promptly shuffled out of the room. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
So what's he doing? Is he messing with him?
What?
What does that mean?
What did he say?
Right, he said
the
this
storm?
Is the, maybe this is the calm before the storm, and he's meeting with all his military people.
Did he show them any? Well, there wasn't like a piece of paper or something in his hand, right? He just said, "You know why I invited you into here?
The calm before the storm."
Right. And ask if the storm meant Iran or ISIS or whatever.
You'll find out.
That's right. We have the world's greatest military people, and you'll find out.
Well, okay. That part he's right about.
Yeah.
We have the greatest military force
USA.
In the world, but yeah, that's...
We'll see what happens. Mm. So, it's all about the airplanes now.
Yep.
Treasury Department Inspector General's Office says Steve Munchkin, he's the Treasury Secretary, flights on military aircraft since March have cost $800,000. He's made 9 requests to use military aircraft since assuming his position earlier this year, including a request for an upcoming trip to the Middle East. Howsomever, the Inspector General report did not find any instances in which Steve used military aircraft for private travel. Then, Representative Elijah Cummings, the ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, has also sent a letter to Kellyanne Conway regarding her use of private, non-commercial or military flights since she joined the Trump administration. All this because Tom Price, who resigned last Friday as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, you know, he had to resign.
He used that plane.
And Kellyanne was on the plane with him sometimes.
Okay. So.
Well, and it doesn't matter anyways because there's a hole in the ozone layer and we're all going to die from people traveling on these planes.
Well, you're right. That's true. Now, it would seem that another secretary cabinet member person also took a chartered jet to Ohio last week, according to a report from the airplane management company. That would be U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry.
Oh, we know him.
Yeah, we do. He took a plane the day before his fellow cabinet member Tom Price resigned over his use of private planes.
Okay.
Secretary Perry took the private plane from the Hazleton Regional Airport in Pennsylvania to the Greater Portsmouth Regional Airport in southern Ohio on September the 28th. Purpose of the flight? To visit a uranium facility in Ohio.
Would it kill you to make a road trip, Rick?
Really?
Just throw,
get on the bus.
Just fly commercial.
Throw everybody in the bus and just turn on the
no
jams.
No one really cares who you are.
No.
It's not like you need to fly in privacy.
It's right. It's exactly right. So, there's no commercial airline service in Hazleton. Airports with commercial routes in Scranton and Allentown are each an hour away.
Oh,
you can't think about how much gas
the man
they burn.
Is from Texas.
Yeah,
like, he's used
an
to
hour
traveling.
Is yeah. like a yeah.
You're right, an hour is nothing.
Down the road,
can almost hold your breath for an
right.
hour.
Right, I can walk there.
And look, in their defense, I understand that time is kind of the essence. And
right.
if you're traveling commercial, and I'm sure they'll have some kind of clearance that they can bypass TSA and all that stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, and if you're looking at it from a safety reason, I mean, you've got. I'm sure they have Secret Service that are along with them, agents, and you have to figure out how that's all going to work and
yeah.
the logistics of it all.
Yeah,
so.
And I guess to me, too, it depends like how serious this business trip is or,
yeah.
or,
is this
or whatever
trip really
they're
necessary?
Using. Right, is it necessary? Right. You know, obviously it's for work, but, you know, yeah.
Well, there's going to be one less Republican congressman. Tim Murphy says he'll resign later this month following the report that he did urge the woman with whom he was having an affair to have an abortion.
Oh, yeah, and he's, like, anti-abortion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Unless he's not.
Right.
So he'll be
unless, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be hanging him up.
Probably a smart decision
yep.
there.
Pressure is also building maybe for Nancy Pelosi to step down.
Mm-hmm.
Appearing on a C-SPAN with reporters, the Washington Post and Los Angeles Times, Linda Sanchez, who's the fifth ranking House Democrat, said, I do think we have this real breadth and depth of talent within our caucus, and I do think it's time to pass the torch. Nancy's going to call her and say, hey, hon, I'll tell you where we're going to put the torch, okay? I'm just saying.
We're draining the swamp,
that's
Scott.
That's it. And well, she says, I got the job till I don't have the job.
Ooh.
And so, you know.
Yeah, Nance.
That's what we need is a little bit of cat fighting there going on in the house. All right, 648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 7th, it's cattle ID options for theft prevention. Livestock theft continues to be a problem, but marking your animals can help prevent it. This class will explore the many identification and theft prevention options available this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are two ways of thinking about fences. There are those who prefer not to see them. They're the people who long for the old-time Texas prairies and hillsides and who enjoy looking out over countryside. And then there are others who really prefer the intimacy of enclosure. They appreciate the definition that fences provide to property boundaries, to visibility, even to the responsibility of mowing, edging, and trimming. We're going to examine fences in urban gardens, but first you need to determine whether you're a person who wants to see as little fencing as possible, or if you're seeking the more confined feeling. I'll be back with details living with fences right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You need to make a list of functions that your fences will be performing. It's going to be a simple list. It should include enclosure of pets and children, privacy, security, and noise deadening. Those are some things you might want to consider. Some people even install fences just as an aesthetic, visual break between one part of a landscape and another. As example, you'll see rail fences erected simply as means of supporting climbing roses. Once you have your list prepared, decide which of those functions is most critical to your family's needs. You'll then want to list the various types of fencing that are available to you. As you're doing so, you will certainly start considering how each type will perform in meeting the needs you just prioritized, as well as how they'll compare in cost. Here are some types you ought to consider. Western Red Cedar Wood Fencing is the standard company-issue fencing of many Texas neighborhoods. It's good on privacy and enclosure, fair on security and sound deadening, and depending on how it's installed and landscaped, fair to good on attractiveness. Comparative cost is low, but so is life expectancy, 10 to 15 years. Painted or stained pressure-treated pine fencing. One example would be old-fashioned picket fencing. That type of fence can be fair to good on privacy. You can use a double row of pickets, for example, to make it quite difficult to peer through the fence. And if it's painted or stained regularly, it'll last a long time. Vinyl fencing has come a long way in its 50 years of study. Many styles and colors are available, most of them resembling painted wood in look and features. It costs more than wood, but the good brands have long-time warranties against failure from exposure to sun and heat and cold. Split rail fencing gives a rustic look, but it doesn't hold up very long. It's beautiful for climbing roses, but you're going to have to take really good care of it and know that you'll have to replace it after 8 or 10 years. Welded wire fencing, that will give you a beautiful open look, and it will be perfect on enclosure, not so good on security. Not so good on privacy. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in almost all respects. It's the longest lasting, most attractive, and most expensive fence you can erect. It's just beautiful. And of course, masonry walls, that just takes it to a new level. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Where am I? Who am I? A&M Consolidated is still undefeated following last week's 35-31 victory over Waco. This week, Coach Lee Fedora's squad heads west to take on state powerhouse Temple.
They had a lot of losses last year, but made it all the way state. And that's what I told our kids. They don't quit. They know, you know, our second season has started now. This is the most important season because you got to win games to get in the playoffs, and we know it's going to be a challenge.
Kickoff between the 5-0 Tigers and 3-2 Wildcats is at 7:30 with broadcast right here on WTAW. Bryan sits at 1-3 on the season following last week's 35-34 loss to College Station. Now it's another tough test this week as Coach Ross Rogers and the Vikings head to Navasota for homecoming.
Like a lot of us, you kind of get down to two or three games you can possibly have homecoming, and since we're non-district, it makes sense that we are. And I know that last year was a close game at the end, and I think they would love to beat the Bryan Vikings.
Now on the other side, the Rattlers are riding a two-game win streak, and Coach Patrick Goodman hopes they can keep that momentum going tonight.
They're excited about the wins. You just have to watch it, to watch them to see the mentality, how they're doing it. I mean, and they're keeping that little hype, as we call it. You know, they go out and they're flying around.
Things get underway at 7 o'clock at Rattlers Stadium. Navasota broadcast will be on Willie 97.7 with Brian coverage over on Sports Radio 1150. College Station is off to a hot start, rallying past Bryan last week, 35-34. Coach Steve Huff says he learned a lot about his team in that win.
There's no panic. No panic switch clicked at halftime. They knew they'd go out and take care of business. They would just quit some of the silly stuff. And so I went out, and effort was high, and enthusiasm was high, and I really liked what they did.
The 3-2 Cougars return home tonight to take on the winless Waco University Trojans. Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on the Zone 102.7 FM. Well, Rudder is currently winless on the season, but that slate is wiped clean when it kicks off district play tonight in Waco. Here's Coach Greg Morgan.
They're excited to compete in this district because it's one of the, maybe the toughest district in 5A. Of course, I think everybody in our district would say that, but you know, I think our kids are excited about playing.
Kickoff between the 0-4 Rangers and 3-2 Lions is at 7:30 on Willie 1550. Elsewhere, Allen Academy hosts Alpha Omega Academy at 7, and undefeated Buffalo welcomes Bruceville Eddy to town at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. St. Joe's and Brazos Christian have the week off. Fighting Texas Aggie football faces its toughest challenge of the season tomorrow as it welcomes top-ranked Alabama to town. Now, the Crimson Tide sport a talented dual-threat quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and that's a fact not lost on Aggie defensive tackle Kingsley Kiki.
We're going to have to, like, collapse the pocket on him. We don't want him to get out and start running because he's a dangerous runner. So we're going to try and make it hard on him, you know, and just make him feel uncomfortable back there.
Hopefully Kingsley and the guys can do just that when the Aggies host the Tide tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. The Fan Zone show gets underway at 3 right here on WTAW. 19th-ranked Aggie soccer picked up its fifth consecutive victory last night, blanking Alabama 2-0 at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White improved to 9-2-1 overall and 4-1 in SEC play. Well, the Houston Astros opened up their division series against the Boston Red Sox yesterday.
That ball's got a chance. Make it 3! Are you kidding me, Altuve?
Jose Altuve had a big-time day. He became just the second player in MLB history to smack 3 home runs in a division game as Houston rolled over Boston 8-2. Justin Verlander tossed 6 solid innings for the Stros, who host the Sox again this afternoon at 1:05. Trevor Bauer took a no-hitter into the 6th inning, and Jay Bruce smacked a 2-run dinger as the Cleveland Indians blanked the New York Yankees 4-0 last night. Game 2 of that series is this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Well, things get cracking in the National League this evening. The Cubs and Nationals kick off their division series in D.C. at 6:31, and the Dodgers host the Diamondbacks out in L.A. at 9:30. Tom Brady passed for a touchdown, and Steven Gostkowski hit 4 field goals as New England Patriots edged the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night 19-14. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars kick off their season this evening. They host the Las Vegas Knights, a brand-new team, the Golden Knights, at 7:30 at the American Airlines Center. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Bring in household hazardous waste and electronics to the free collection event October 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, old TVs, computers, and monitors. Call 979-764-3809 or visit TwinOaksHHW.com for more info.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf. United with you and your land.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Okay, so let's say that you won the Heisman Trophy last year.
Let's say that.
And you lost last night.
Yes.
No.
What does that do?
Unfortunately, for time constraints, we weren't able to get to that game. But North Carolina State, the Wolfpack, got a big win over Louisville last night. Lamar Jackson And the Louisville Cardinals now at 4-2 on the season.
Well, North Carolina State's remembering they should have beat Clemson last year. They're still, you know, they were suffering
well,
over that.
And don't forget, the Wolfpack lost to South Carolina to begin the season.
Right.
So now they're 5-1.
So
they're
you're saying there's a chance.
They're ranked 24th, and they're only getting better.
Well, but now what? I mean, who's going to win the Heisman Trophy now? I mean, we have nobody leading the pack.
We got a long ways to go.
I was going to say, they always emerge at the end of the season.
Imagine Baker Mayfield will be... easy.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel about that. Oh, and next hour, we'll talk about Cam. Where am I going to get my yogurt now?
Yeah.
Right. 69 degrees right now. We'll have a high near 90 today. Actually, next 4 or 5 days. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.